Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the morning show, which can be found live at 93.9 FM in Ottawa, Canada, or online at www.939bobfm.com every day at 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For international times and more information on Vinny and his co-hosts and more podcasts, visit www.vinnywhite.co.uk. Here comes the best bits of recent shows that have gone out on air. Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy, 93.9 Bob FM.
Yeah, it's Vinny here, Sandy there, wearing a lime green power jacket. What are you doing on TV later anyway?
We are doing a commercial for the Wiggle Waggle Walkathon for the Ottawa Humane Society on September the 11th. We're doing a TV commercial. Kurt Stoodley and I MC this event every year. But I just found out that they're taking the cameras to Kurt Stoodley's house, and they're filming him with his dogs at his house. Mm. My portion of it is downstairs in the studio.
What do you have to do?
Just I don't know. They didn't tell me
what
I have to
do. Stand against a green screen. And actually, you can't stand against a green screen because they'll lose you.
That's right. I'll just be a floating head.
Actually, this might be a mistake, the power jacket.
I know. I forgot.
You might need to dye it black. You'll be a floating head.
Yeah, because one of the rules in television, which, you know, I don't work in TV, the odd time you and I will do something on TV, they always send you an email saying, do not wear green or yellow.
Yeah.
Solid.
So you've gone for a yellowy green power jacket. Well done.
I'm coming to the Wiggle Waggle, just my head.
Why don't you dye your hair green as well? And then you'll just be a floating face with bangs.
It's scary enough, believe me, what I'm wearing right now. Anyway, on to another topic, which is you and your love of buying things online.
I do love buying things online.
And I know a lot of people do. And at this time of year, let's face it, it's a boring time of year. Or I shouldn't use the word boring. It's just laid back. A lot of times there's nothing going on and there's nothing to do. So you get on the computer and you start looking for things to buy.
Well, I went through a sort of journey in myself yesterday because I need a desk, right? So I go to IKEA and I do a lap of IKEA, which takes about 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Now. And I come out with a bloody spatula. That's it. I don't know why I went in there. I've got a spatula for flipping eggs.
Which, you didn't get at least a hot dog on
inevitably, I burn one of them every week. So I'll be back to IKEA next week because I always leave it in the pan and it melts because I'm absolutely backward when it comes to cooking. So anyway, so I got 3.5 hours for one spatula, 99 cents. Feel the deal. And I'm losing the will to live because everyone is in IKEA yesterday. And anyone that goes to IKEA apparently has to bring not only their children but other people's children. It's absolutely mental in
That's
there.
That's because they have parking spots just for a million people, the family parking spots.
They do
spots.
Have family
right,
parking
right
spots.
Right by the door.
And
right.
Now IKEA is getting even bigger, which I think is probably good because it feels too small in there. There's too much going on. Anyway, long story short, I come out of there. I'm like, right, I don't want any of these desks. I can't bother to build them. I don't like them. They all look new. And my house looks like everyone else's if I get one anyway. So I want something with a bit of character. So I have a quick scoop online on Kijiji. And there's a desk for sale, $50. Feel the deal.
Wow.
Distressed wood. It's had a very difficult life. Oh. And when I'm phoning this woman up, right, I'm like, yeah, I want to buy this desk. She's really sort of over-familiar, like she knows me. And this happens sometimes because I've got this distinctive accent, which I've been putting on for 5 years. And some people think that.
You're actually from Renfrew.
So I'm actually her brother. I'm just down the cart road. And I'm thinking maybe she knows me. Maybe she's heard me on the radio or whatever. Because she's just really familiar. And I think she said Vinny before I told her my name.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't sure and whatever. So anyway, I get there and I'm thinking, I think this woman knows me. Well, it turns out she does. She goes, I just want to check, are you radio Vinny? And I'm like, yeah. So this desk's great. And I'm loading it up in the car. And it turns out I don't think she likes the show. Because a lot of people say, are you radio Vinny? And then usually when I say yeah, they go, oh, I really like what you do.
Right.
I like waking up to you. And this is the conversation that we had. Are you radio Vinny? I'm loading the desk in. Yeah, yeah. She drops her end, right? Doesn't apologize.
Uh-huh.
And then says, oh, yeah, I've heard you. Really eerie moment. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that information.
Because you don't know whether to say, oh, thank you, because
exactly.
Wasn't a compliment.
And there's part of me, because I'm perhaps a little bit unstable at times, there's part of me that wants to say, well, do you like it? But then I don't want to really, because I don't really want to, like, force a compliment. So there's just this painful silence And in the end, I load up the desk and drive off. And I'm pretty sure she was pleased to see me go. I think she listens to magic. So I can be as critical as I like right now. And it doesn't matter because she's not listening. So, morning, love. If you are listening, maybe I've got you. Hey, can you do me a favour if you're listening or if you know this woman? Can you get her to call me? I want to know if she likes the show. I haven't slept.
In an attempt to try and bring this into some sort of highbrow entertainment, some sort of entertainment conducive with maturity of grown adults in the modern world, we're now going to inject some philosophy into the morning show. I'm going to dive in and ask you a question. How do you picture your funeral? Is it important for you to have people mourn your death? So that's a nice light topic. How do you picture your funeral? And I will start today with Melanie Adams.
People laughing. Because however I go, it's going to be hilarious, and that's all they're going to be able to think about. And I'm okay with that.
You've always said you want a comedy death, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta go. Make people laugh.
Good one.
So you want people laughing still? Because
yep.
your death will be so funny.
Yes.
You want them still laughing at your funeral.
I love to laugh. It's important to me that people laugh. Mm. And if they've got to laugh at however I go, then so be it.
Would you like Vinny to show up at your funeral with his fart box?
Vinny won't be invited.
I was going to say, would you like Vinny to show up? And the answer there is no. Well, that's nice. And it's nice that we've now recorded this on tape forever. We'll play this bit at your funeral. Cheers.
To be fair, however I go, part of it will probably be your fault anyway.
Sandy.
I would, first of all, I would like to be there, propped up and at a club like Barrymore's or something with a whole bunch of rock bands and everybody dancing and having a good time. But I don't want to miss out on that time. So I would like to just be stuffed and put in a chair, preferably like a bar stool.
Sorry, where I have back it up. Did you say I'd like to be stuffed?
Yeah.
Like taxidermied.
Pretty much. Well, it's going to be this huge party and I want to be at it. So
you want to be stuffed?
And put in a chair.
Do you want glass eyes or do you want your original eyes?
Actually, one of my eyes is larger than the other and it's always comes out in photos. So I think I'd take that opportunity to have two similar sized eyes.
So if there's any taxidermist listening and you want some business, when Sandy pops off, we've just got a nice simple request. Stuff her full of feathers, do put two equally sized eyes in, and then what, Sandy? What would you like after that?
I think maybe take about 20 pounds off of me too.
Oh, okay. So if we've got any liposuction people listening.
And I mean, there's these boots that I just can't afford. They're like $400, but they're really rocking boots. And they're at the Bay. I'd like those.
Oh,
and and put me in a chair that I can see the bands. Really.
You can't see. You've got glass eyes. You just put them in. See the bands.
And in my hand, I would like a Stella, a large Stella.
That's the only bit that makes sense to me.
You?
I'd like my funeral to be in England, but I've got so many friends here that I would like all of my savings to pay for whoever wanted to come to England.
Oh. So when everybody gets off the plane, there's going to be a person standing there with a sign held up, Vinny's funeral, you know, when you get off a plane you know, it's Adventures or whatever, and it's the name of the tour. It'll be Vinny's funeral, and everybody will get on a bus then.
Exactly.
It'll be like this huge party.
And when they get off at Heathrow, there'll be a big bus with another man standing in front of it. If you know dead Vinny, come this way. And then we'll just truck you all off to a pub.
Love it. I like that. Can I steal your idea instead? Mine was kind of silly.
Yours was freaky.
If Sandy's stuff, is her flight free?
Yeah, they can stick her in the belly of the plane. Just mark her up with a fragile label. Warning, don't drop. Just been liposuction, glass-eyed freak. Do your comments and suggestions influence other people much? How could you present your ideas so that they would have more impact? And today we'll start with Mel. Do your comments and suggestions influence other people much? How could you present your ideas so that they have more impact?
I don't think they do. But I bet they would have more impact if I had a puppet. like a sock puppet or something, and I could draw little eyes on him. And I think that if an adult human being tells people to do things while using a sock puppet, they're afraid not to do them.
I like your outside-the-box thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm worried that the puppet might undermine your message. For example, you are a newsreader.
Yes.
If you were delivering a story on perhaps something in the Middle East and you were demonstrating the story whilst moving a sock puppet with mm-hmm. googly eyes, do you think perhaps people might not take your story quite so seriously?
Maybe not, but they definitely listened to every word I said. Oh, especially if the puppet had like a little puppet hand and a little puppet knife sewn into it.
Why a puppet knife?
Just, you know, a suggestion that maybe you should do what the puppet says.
So your methodology of getting more people to pay attention to your remarkable words are to threaten them with death via a sock puppet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I reckon it would work. Sandy Sharkey, the same question to you.
I would have a puppet as well. But mine would be a friendly, happy puppet. No, you know what I would have? Absolutely. In order for my point of view to be listened, to be heard, a polka band. A polka band. Anytime I wanted to make a point about anything, I would have a traveling polka band right behind me. That would break out in song. Because, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. Or who you are, yeah. Or what part of the world you live in. People stop short in their tracks when there's a polka band playing, and they absolutely pay attention to it.
Yeah.
What kind of... Oompa, oompa, oompa.
Oh, that's umpapa.
Yeah. It's like Bavarian...
Bavarian German...
Oktoberfest Lederhosen. Yeah!
Let's say, for example, you've got a parking ticket, and you're trying to argue it.
Yes.
Do you think it would be helpful to go... Boom-ba, 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 boom-ba. I was only going to park there for a minute while I moved to television.
Absolutely.
Think
well, and if I have a professional polka band with me, I'm not just going to stand there and go, oompa, oompa, because I'm probably going to get another ticket or hauled off somewhere else.
This is ridiculous. This is undermining... the entire philosophy question. I don't know why I bother. Since we started this feature, it's got more and more out of hand. Now you don't even think about a serious answer, and I'm the only idiot that does. So I look like an idiot, weirdly.
All right, well, right. Let's hear your serious answer then.
Remind me the question.
Do your comments and suggestions influence other people much, and how could you present your ideas so they would have more impact? You can't use puppet, because I already used that one.
I won't use a puppet or an umpire ban. I'm not that plagiaristic. Oh, and I'm also not that mental.
Let's just sit back and listen to what your answer is going to be.
I should have thought this through.
Oh, you don't have one. He doesn't have one.
Hey, I do, which is, yeah. I think I need to be more concise. I don't think people take much of what I say too seriously. I think that I often warble on, and now I'd like to demonstrate that very point by carrying on talking non-stop. So there you are. Mel's going to have a sock puppet. I'm going to be more concise, and Sandy's going to walk around with some men with lederhosen. That was today's Getting to Know You Through Talking Complete Crap.
Now, back to Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel, and Sandy.
Well, today is our lucky day. Open up my Globe and Mail this morning only to find a full-page advertisement. There's a picture of some gentlemen in very official uniforms, and they are pushing trolleys of cash.
American cash.
The headline, yes, American cash. The headline says, Canadian postal codes turn up cash for residents. Valuable U.S. government issued uncut sheets of money are actually being handed over to the first 8,754 callers who find their postal code on the distribution list below and beat the 48-hour deadline to get vault stacks full of real money. So
free money if we've got the right postal code. Well
here's
the
list of postal codes. Do you see yours on there, Vinny?
Let me have a look. OMG. I think I'm entitled to free money.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's get on the phone right now. There's a phone number to call, and we have to keep our fingers crossed that we are within the 8,754 callers.
Thank you for calling the World Reserve Distribution Hotline. My name is Donnie. May I have your zip code, please?
K15 2P3.
That's in Ottawa, Ontario.
That's the one.
Thank you. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm so happy. I could probably explode with excitement. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. I'm not quite that happy, but...
Well, maybe you will be, because just by sharing love, people achieve happiness. And today, I believe that you're going to give me not only some love, but a bit of money.
Well, what's your first name?
Harry.
H-A-Y-R-R-Y?
Exactly.
Your last name?
Belafonte.
B-E-L-F-O-N-T-E?
That's the one.
And now, in the paper where you got our phone number from is a claim code. What's that code?
CS110.
Thank you. Let me get this into my system. Is the weather doing pretty good for you up there in Ontario?
It's not bad. It's not snowing yet. Where are you?
That's a good thing.
Are you in the United States of America?
Yeah, I actually am. I'm located in Missouri.
Ah, yes. Do you know, apparently, according to today's news, that's the most poverty-deprived state in America?
Yes.
Which is weird, because apparently you're giving out free money.
Now, it looks like after hearing about this particular opportunity, hearing about getting the valuable uncut sheets, the government-issued money, are you wanting to get these vault stacks for yourself or give them as a gift?
Sure dinky-doos I am. It's all my money.
All right, now, how many of these vault stacks are you wanting to purchase today?
Purchase? Oh, purchase. Obviously, you mean give. Well, I think I'll have $3,000, please.
Okay, well... These particular vault stacks, what they do is they come in a set of three.
Beautiful.
That's three bankers' portfolios. Each portfolio comes with its own uncut sheet of the $1 bills and a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with the specific offer that we have for you today, I can get you a set of three, which is $129.
Wow. So you can get me a set of three lots of $4 for $129.
Yeah, because these are collectible items.
Yeah, just to check, it's only $129 for $12.
Great, it comes, that's with the banker's portfolios and their certificates of authenticity that come
with
them.
Happy days. Well, sign me up, buttercup.
How many would you like to get?
Hang on.
Harry?
Yes, dear?
Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm just buying a few bits and bobs.
Are you getting that free money from the US of A?
Free money from the US of A, sure thing, coming right up. How much do you want, love? Because I was going for the 129 for 12.
It's a good thing that our postal code was in the paper.
I know. It's great. Anyway, sorry, what was your name?
My name is Donnie.
Don, you've been excellent today, but suddenly I've had a bit of a financial crisis. I'll give you a shout back later. All the best.
Help! Help! Daylight, come and me woggle home.
Harry Belafonte?
It's the first name that came to my head. If you're not aware of Harry Belafonte, this is him singing.
Daylight come and me wanna go.
Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel, and Sandy on 93.9 Bob FM.
Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy. www.vinnywhite.co.uk.